From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising the United States and China's ratification of the Paris Agreement, a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to bring the climate change accord into force this year. Speaking at the G20 summit in the historic city of Hangzhou, Ban also urged other countries to act.
We just need another 29 countries representing 16% of global emissions to bring this Paris Agreement into force. I urge all leaders, particularly G20 countries, to accelerate their domestic ratification processes so we can turn the aspirations of Paris into the transformative climate action the world so urgently needs.
Meantime, President Barack Obama plans to open discussions on the disputed South China Sea while at the G20 meetings. He plans to tell Beijing that there will be consequences for their territorial moves in the contested areas of the South China Sea. He made those comments to CNN in an exclusive interview set to air on Sunday. Obama said China needs to be responsible, that he plans to tell President Xi Jinping that he should look to the U.S. as an example of a country that maintains its power in part by restraining itself. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old leader is back home in Harare Saturday amid rumors his health is failing. Reports say Robert Mugabe, Africa's oldest leader, went to Dubai to seek medical attention. Zimbabweans are growing increasingly frustrated with Mugabe and his failure to fix the country's economy. This is VOA News. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday.